We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Good morning. Wow. Playoffs are here, Anna.
Woohoo! I'm ready.
They're sort of here.
Kind of. Well, we're right there.
They're here on Sunday.
We're done with the regular season.
Or Saturday.
Season. Part that apparently doesn't matter. Let's just get past this part.
The past, no, it does. It doesn't matter. These past two games have been meaningless. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the regular season does matter.
It does.
It does.
But at the end of the day, it's just kind of in cruise control slash a couple bumps along the way. You know, just kind of kind of get back in your lane.
Yeah, here in the Bay Area, I think we pay attention to the regular season, but nationally, people who don't really care so much about basketball but will watch it from time to time, this is kind of what they've been waiting for. And, of course, we have hockey playoffs that went off last night.
That's right.
The Sharks got the win over the Knights, and shout out to them. Hopefully they don't give it up because, my goodness, ever since 2009 when they won the President's Cup, got the most wins in the NHL, then just fell flat. Ever since then, it's just been disappointment after disappointment. So hopefully they'll make it to the Stanley Cup Finals again and then get the win. But welcome.
By the way, watch out. Joe Pavelski with the Brent Burns with the goal right off Joe Pavelski's mouth.
Right off the face.
And his
right
tooth gone. Boom. That thing hurt. I saw that. I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah. I saw his head ricochet back on the goal, and instantly it was one of my favorite goals of all time.
Ooh.
Hopefully he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
All right. The NBA playoffs are here. Warriors and Clippers are going to be facing off starting this weekend. We'll get into that a little bit. We'll also get into the rest of the playoffs because the entirety of the NBA playoffs is set. Coming up at 5:40 is going to be your last chance to qualify for the golden ticket. Again, it's going to be your last chance, and that'll be coming up at 5:40, 5:45, and 5:50. Text, tweet, or call. In the text and tweet portion, I'll give you a keyword, and then you text the keyword or tweet the keyword to where I direct you, and then in the last one at 5:50, you'll be able to call the contest line and possibly qualify.
I mean, this is the best contest in sports. Probably the best contest, obviously other than winning the Super Lotto or the Mega Millions or the Powerball.
Yeah.
This is right there.
Yeah, it's right up there. And the same way that when you get the Powerball or win the Powerball, people will be after you and you'll have to go into hiding until the entirety of the playoffs is over so no one can find you.
Exactly. You're going to have to, if you win this contest, I'm sure everyone's going to come after you like, hey, you want to take me to the games? You know, you got all these tickets.
Say you had a best friend or a family member who did win these tickets and they didn't take you. Would you never talk to them for the rest of your life?
No, of course not. I mean, it also depends on who they take.
Would you be mad?
No.
You wouldn't be mad?
Come on. It depends on who they take. If they know that I'm the biggest Warrior fan and the person that they take is not a significant other or, you know, like a very, very, very close relative other than myself, I'd be like, hey, you know, come on. Think of a friend here. At least take me to one.
I'd stop talking to this said person.
You would?
Yeah, well, then come on. If you don't care about me enough to take me to every single Warriors home playoff game, then I don't care enough about you.
Okay, so what if it's one of your guys who maybe is like, okay, I met this chick, I really like her, I want to bring her to a game. What do you think?
Bros before bleeps. I'm not going to say the actual word.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be my first thing, and that reasoning never works. So 57-25 is the regular season final record for the Warriors this season. What moment defined it for you, Anna? We had a lot I mean, first off, the Draymond and Kevin Durant spat, funnily enough, which was after a game against the Clippers. You had that. You had this moment.
Durant, middle, right side, Clay. Takes a dribble. Now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson. 14 threes. Chicago calls time. And to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Klay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
Klay Thompson breaking records. So you already had Draymond and Kevin Durant drama, and then you had Klay breaking the record, making his 14th three of the game. The Klay record actually happened before all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So you already had two moments before the All-Star break that really you'll look back on, especially after this season, and be like, wow, they actually had some stuff happen.
So early in the season, like 10 games in, I remember I actually did an interview with Rick Welts for my podcast, Community Champions, and we were just talking about how this team in the beginning was just clicking. They were on mm-hmm. a roll. Everything was great. It's like, gosh, there is something really special going on with this team right now. We're talking about how great it is, and then all of a sudden, probably a few games later, you have all these shenanigans going on, and then as soon as the Draymond KD incident happened, things just took an interesting turn.
Yeah.
And you could tell that there's animosity, there's things going on because of questioning what KD's future is going to be like. There's so much stuff going on drama-wise that it really, it's the underlying story that's affected the rest of this season. And unfortunately, there's some great moments, but there's been also some really bad moments as well. Well, you have the games against the Mavericks, the Suns, some huge losses that really just kind of, you know, that really kind of set a tone.
Are those the type of moments that will make you appreciate them going deeper in the playoffs as they go deeper and deeper into the playoffs? Because it's some like overcoming obstacles is what life is all about. And they definitely had a few obstacles last season, especially going into the playoffs. They weren't 100% healthy. Steph's okay, by the way.
Yes.
We are going to bring, I just want to bring that to the forefront. Steve Kerr says his ankle is fine. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we will get into the schedule for the Warriors and Clippers going forward because it's relatively favorable considering they're both in California. But what about Kevin Durant going off on the media? What do you think about that? What was your initial reaction to that back in the day?
Gosh,
a month and a half ago.
I know. When you hear it, there's things I understand. It's one of those things where it's two sides every story. There's two sides to a coin. Mm-hmm. You have the one thing where it is difficult to be an athlete now with social media, and you also having every little bit of what you said being, you know, torn apart. Every little tiny thing is being, you're under a microscope all the time.
Right.
But at the same time, as a journalist, as somebody who works in the media, we all have work to do as well. And you have people who are trying to do stories every day, trying to find something interesting and trying to get questions answered. And when the Knicks make a huge move where they send Kristaps Porzingis over to the Mavericks, and you're sitting there thinking, why are they sending somebody over there? There's questions. Is there some correlation to it? Is there a reasoning behind it? Does he know anything? Of course, they're doing their job. They're doing their due diligence in making sure to find out what the story is.
I think that a big reason why Kevin Durant did end up going off on the media was because he was tired of all the free agency rumors and where he'd be going, especially around that time, which was near the trade deadline. So I think, though, that the whole spat with KD and Draymond beforehand, even though it was like 2 or 3 months prior, I think that had a lot to do with it because clearly there were a lot of questions raised with, you know, Draymond's, what he said to Kevin Durant, supposedly, you know, calling him a B word and then, mm-hmm. you know, talking about his free agency and, you know, saying something around the lines of like, you ain't even going to be here next year or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Don't quote that. But it's something like that, I feel like, that led to this whole Kevin Durant tirade and sort of spun off from there. But
He's like a teapot ready to burst,
yeah,
ready to go. And it all depends on what decision he is going to make. When he at the end of the day, when he does make the decision whether he stays or whether he goes,
yeah.
If he does go to the Knicks, how do you look back on that situation? If he stays, how do you look back on it?
Right. And I think the moment that defines it for me, though, one thing that I'm going to be looking back on, especially next year once the regular season starts and we're all back into the NBA swing of things, one thing I'm going to look back on is this moment with the refs against the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Or rather the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
And I always get those two mixed up because of the navy blue. You know what I mean?
For some reason, it's always Denver and Utah to me.
Yeah.
Those two teams I always, for some reason.
For some reason for me, it's the Timberwolves and
yeah,
the Mavericks.
I get you.
But I think just looking at that shot of Steph, Andre, and KD mm-hmm. kind of all pointing at the refs and laughing at him because they are too good to let him ruin their game. Because, you know, he obviously didn't call the foul on Kevin Durant and it ended, when he went up for the three-point shot, and you thought it was a four-point play and it ended up being nothing because he called the foul before the shot even went off. And then Steph goes into the corner and just drills a dagger, and they're just laughing, pointing, and laughing at the refs. I think that that just shows the prowess that these Warriors have. They're able to go to authority and be like, hey, we are way too good to let you even try to ruin a game for us because we're going to come back.
And we're going to see what happens if this is going to dictate how their games are officiated down the road.
Yeah.
It's also going to see what's going to happen with the league. How is the league going to handle this long-term-wise when it comes to handling the refs and the players?
You know, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Because I feel like it.
Do it.
But
I don't even know what it
is. This is kind of just to help you reminisce. Now, we're getting to the playoffs a little later because the playoff picture is set. We'll get into that next segment, and then we'll get into the Warriors and the Clippers, and then, of course, your chance to qualify coming up at 5:40.
Don't miss it.
But to help you reminisce on the season that was, this Kevin Durant going off on the media was the sound that was heard around the world. So I just want to play it to you. And then we'll go into break. We'll be right back. Steven and Anna on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. This was awesome.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind, or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like
it. Has anything to do with conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches, you rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You were talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't
so
go
what's
there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, how are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
What's up, Bay Area? It's Boogie.
Cousins grabbed it out of the pack he comes, leads it down the lane, goes right to the rim and jammed it down with two hands.
You're listening to the only place to hear Golden State Warriors playoff basketball. 95.7, The Game.
To the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
Here's Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson.
Wasn't he the one who came out to this song? He was, right? This was his walk-up music when he was back here in the Bay Area.
I forgot about that.
Unbelievable. Pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for golden mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with their product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Want to hear from you on the Chilton Autobody text line. 95795. What was the moment from this regular season that defined it for you? What are you going to... When and if they're possibly in the finals and, you know, they're coming up on game one and you look back and you reminisce, what's going to be the one moment you sort of remember? And when you look back on, for me, I already mentioned this if you're just tuning in, but... For me, it's going to be the one most recently with the spat with the refs against the Timberwolves. Just that shot of Steph, Andre, and KD just pointing and laughing at the guy because he tried to ruin the game for them, and they overcame that because they are too good.
The other one that actually stuck out to me actually happened before the season started. It was when the announcement came that Boogie was joining the Warriors.
Yeah, that's one thing we forgot.
I mean,
I forgot that. I didn't write down a list, to
no,
be
it's
honest
just off
with you.
The
going
top of your head when
right,
you're thinking about
right.
it. It's like, oh, it feels like he's been just part of this team for so long now. But you had the famous Damon Bruce Rand, which we all love and we've uh-huh. heard a million times here.
Right.
But I remember exactly the moment when I got the alert that Boogie was coming to the Warriors. I got the ESPN alert actually first. And I was in Target shopping with my kid. And all of a sudden I looked down like, what? Wait, what? Is this real? Like, thinking it was a fake report or something, looking it up, found out that Boogie was joining the Warriors, and then the whole anticipation all season long, waiting for him and wondering, how is he going to fit with this team? Is he going to clash with this team? Is there going to be some animosity? But no, it's worked out, and he's been just a fun player to watch, and the fact that this team has had five starting All-Stars, I think that just shows the how great this team is. And even just when you take it's funny how when Steph got hurt and all of us thinking, oh my gosh, how much is this going to affect the playoffs? He's fine now, obviously, but the fact that you still had four All-Stars
yeah.
in the starting lineup,
yeah,
you just think, oh my gosh, this is just an embarrassment of riches.
And it's a guy who was kind of questionable whether or not he would be an All-Star in mm-hmm. Boogie Cousins. I mean, he called Bob Myers and said, hey man, I'm still available. And I'm here on the cheap.
Yeah.
You can bring me over. We'll win a championship real quick. Maybe I'll stay. Maybe I'll go. We'll see how things play out. But right now, you can get me for really, really, you can get me with a high value with basically paying nothing.
And it was a great investment. Everybody started talking smack, saying, you know, how this team all of a sudden has too many good superstars. Like, well, why didn't you make the call?
Ruined was a big
yeah,
word.
Ruined the game.
Ruined the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that was the big word coming out. But here's a couple of stats for you, though, about DeMarcus Cousins. He was a minus 35 in nine games in February. Since the start of March, he's a cumulative plus 69. Gronkowski loves it. A plus 69. So
what a swing.
So since then, he's clearly recovered from that injury, which was, which quite frankly was one. That's why no one signed him, is because it's tough for a big guy to come back from an injury like that with a torn ligament. It just, the transition has seemed to be really smooth, and I guess that's all we can ask for so far this regular season. That's going to be one guy I'm looking for in the playoffs, because the Warriors always get that one dude who's kind of been chasing a ring for his entire career but didn't make it happen. David West being a really good example. So DeMarcus is kind of that new guy who's he's never been to the playoffs. He's always been an all-star, an Olympian, but has never gotten to that pinnacle, that ultimate championship. Like, that's what NBA players want. They want to get to the finals. That's their goal. And just watching DeMarcus these playoffs, seeing how he's heated up, especially toward the end, I mean, that's one guy I'm going to be watching for sure.
How antsy is he going to be in the first round playing the Clippers? How many texts is he going to get, you know, early on in the series?
How many texts? Oof. I don't know. They need 7 to get suspended. Right. KD with his 16th last night, by the way.
Nice little wash away.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You don't get suspended for that. From the 209, when LeBron went out for an injury in December, oof. Mm. I mean, that's if you want to harp on that, then that's fine. You know what? If LeBron didn't get hurt, who knows what the Lakers could have done? Who knows whether this Magic Johnson thing may have never happened? Yeah, you know, hard to think about that. From the 408, Curry, Skip, Dunk, and Bogut.
I loved bringing in Bogut, too.
That was a surprise move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone realized that Andrew Bogut had been tearing it up in the Australian League, playing once a week and managing to get an MVP, even though he was only, what, like, scoring 12 points a game?
Drinking beer, too.
Yeah, a lot of Fosters. From the 925, Sharks looked great last night. Warriors will run over the Clippers. Sharks looked great last night. Warriors went out of the Clippers. There you go.
Apparently,
Sharks and Warriors fan. And from the 650, didn't they end up losing to Minnesota with a bad call? Yeah, they did end up losing to Minnesota. But I'm saying that one shot at the end, the camera, when it's just showing them three pointing and laughing at the refs. Sure, it did end. We don't want to talk about how it ended because the refs ended up they got revenge on it. But the optics of players pointing and laughing at a ref, that's just kind of what not even defines the season. It defines this Warrior team in general for me. I think that when a 30 for 30 comes out about this team or a documentary, whatever, it doesn't have to be a 30 for 30. They're going to show that. They are going to show the shot of Andre Iguodala just laughing and pointing, hand on chest, you know, leaning back. While Steph is just like, you know, just shimmying because he just hit a corner three when they tried to basically stop him from winning the game. And, well, in the end they did, but, you know.
Well, you know, how about this one, too, from the 408, Clay, 14 made threes in one game for me, Clay Thompson. And also, how about, let's talk about that that wonderful article from The Athletic where we got a little glimpse of Clay back in the day in college. A great story about him talking about the clemonades, you know.
Yeah,
the,
that's right, clemonades.
Uh-huh, the fireworks and the tangerines.
The guy wasn't into partying. All he wanted to do was play video games, play basketball, and play with fireworks. That's what that's Washington State Clay.
He's officially my favorite after that, especially.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm totally a Claytheist.
So it's no longer Steph? No longer Steph.
Oh, I love Steph. Oh, no. It's been Clay for a while. No, Clay's always been pretty much my favorite. It was always been like a really neck and neck, but it's just...
This is the most definitive that I've ever seen.
I love Clay Thompson.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, from the 408, Clay 14 made three...
That's the one I just
14
said.
14 made three games in one... Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. I mean...
Durant. Middle.
There you go.
Right side, Clay. Takes a dribble. Now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson. 14 threes. Chicago calls time. And to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Klay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
I remember watching that thinking, headband Klay is here for one thing.
That's
he had
right.
that yellow
headband
because of the little thing on his head. He got a little gash or whatever on his head, so he had to wear the headband out there. And they were just letting him jack up threes like Kobe in his farewell game.
Do we get a headband, you think, in the playoffs at
all? I hope so, because I love headband Clay.
I did too.
Why?
Good luck.
Why is everything he does just the greatest thing ever?
Bearded Clay.
China Clay.
China Clay. What are some of the other ones that we've had? I can't even think of a toaster Clay.
That's why it's hard for me to believe that he'll even want to leave here because he's so beloved.
Yeah.
Like, we all, like, literally every single person, there's not one There's not one fan who has a bad thing to say about Klay Thompson.
The only time anybody said anything bad was when he said that the Oracle fans needed to stand up more and be there more and support the fans more. That's the only time I've ever heard any negative criticism on Klay Thompson. And honestly, I didn't think he was wrong.
No, I don't think more people were on Klay's side rather than the fan side in that one, because it's understood. This, you know, in these last few seasons at Oracle, people have been saying, you know, it's not exactly like Oracle once was. And I guess Klay got frustrated with that and, you know, let his feelings be heard, which is good, though. You want to hear that as a fan because you want that motivation. You want to know that they care that you're there. You know what I mean? Like it almost feels like sometimes when they do rest and you know, they take games off and, you know, they say, hey, you're going to watch these guys and they're taking games off. They don't care about you. Well, Klay's kind of letting you know right there that, hey, you actually matter in terms of your noise, the screaming that you do, the Warriors chant, the just being there in general and being like a feeling presence in the arena. It matters to them.
You want to hear that roar in Oracle. I mean, this is the last season at Oracle. Mm-hmm. They're heading out to Chase Center next season. And so they want that crowd there. And of course, the other side of it is that they also need to bring it for the crowd to cheer. But at the same time, you got to support that team when you're out there. Also, from the four-way, this is the friends to foes season. Kind of a good little...
The friends to foes season.
You know, you got everything going on from they're all friends to, you know, you have the Draymond and KD situation.
Yeah.
Bringing in Bogut means, you know, having a little more friends. It's a fun, interesting storyline.
This is a season that showed what it's like being around someone every single day pretty much for the past 3 years. Because going to all these finals that they've been going to, what is it, five straight possibly this year if they do end up making it, right? So if they make five straight finals, that's so much time together.
Ridiculous.
And I think, you know, that whole back in November, the game against the Clippers, it showed – all right, we get a little frustrated from time to time. And I mean, they got over
it. It's normal.
It's funny. Did you think they would get over it immediately? Like that first day coming off of that, you thought they'd just, it'd be water under the bridge eventually?
I think eventually it's one of those things that time heals all wounds. I don't think it's completely healed, though, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, the only thing that can heal that is winning a championship.
That will
help
a lot.
Winning cures everything. That's,
if you can party it all out.
That's
after.
What they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so coming up in about 8 minutes, it's going to be your first chance to qualify for the golden ticket, giving you a pair of tickets to every Warriors home playoff game. Again, this is your last chance. The winner will be announced later today. So if your name gets chosen, then listen in at what, probably like, I got to find the details on this. It's going to be around 6:30. I got to find out when the last qualifier is, but it's after the last qualifier. They'll be choosing a winner. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Big day today.
If my name gets called, I didn't rig it. That wasn't me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just kidding. I can't qualify. Do that. I don't have that kind of clout around here.
No.
You kidding me? Text the Chill Notify text line at 95795. What do you think about the Clippers-Warriors matchup? First round starts Saturday. The rest of the playoffs, it's actually looking kind of interesting in the East. I'm really looking forward to the second round in the East when I'm looking at the schedule, but we'll get into that. Let us know what you think. Chill Now by text line 957-95-888-957-9570. Anna and Steven on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
The NBA playoffs start this weekend.
The clock runs out. If you're going to win the West, you've got to go all the way West. You've got to go to the Bay.
The only place to hear Warriors playoff basketball. 95.7 The Game. Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game, presented by Golden State Lumber. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
You heard the man, Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis in here, and it is the pregame show, and it is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee, meet, and greet with their product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. Can you think off the top of your head like one word or a combination of words that you have trouble saying on air that you can never say? Because I've been trying to say product experts for however long I've been reading this read, and it just feels doesn't feel like it rolls off the tongue at all.
The one that comes in my head first off, Hisashi Iwakuma. Because, yeah, that was one of my worst days in radio. I'm sitting there doing an update one day, and I'm talking about Hisashi Iwakuma, and I come up to his name, and for some reason I completely blank. I know that that Cody has the drop. I can't even remember how. I couldn't see the words. Like, the words just look jumbled. The letters just look like a whole bunch of letters.
Hisashi Iwakuma threw a no-hitter against the Orioles.
Wow.
See how terrible that was? It was just one of those mental blocks.
Give it to me again. What? What are you doing?
Nope. See, look at that.
Come on.
Hisashi Iwakuma threw a no-hitter against the Orioles.
Whole bunch of vowels in that name.
Oof.
Hey, I could laugh at myself.
Giant, okay? 4-1 victory at AT&T, yeah, thanks to a 3-run jack off of Brendan Hicks.
Oof.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Oof. Which one's worse? Chilton Autobody text line 95795. Hisashi Iwakuma.
Yep.
Or Brendan Hicks with a 3-run jack. Oof.
Oof.
What was your reaction after you said that?
The first one?
I mean,
the jack?
Both of them. Did you just like crawl into a corner?
I wanted to.
And cry?
Well, I thought at the time, so I was on a different show at that point, with the jack, I thought nobody had noticed because nobody said anything, and I just kept going. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'm safe.
That's the thing about those updates. You gotta power through.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta just keep going.
It's a championship ship parade hangover. I'm Stephen Langford.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Laugh at you.
Yeah, that's the first one, though. That was like the first real issue I had with saying words in an update.
Look, you got to be able to laugh at yourself. You do this all the time. You're going to be talking the whole time.
You're going to mess
up. If you can't laugh at yourself,
yeah,
what's the point? Why are you doing this?
100%.
Okay, so it's okay. Look, and the funny thing was when I got called out later on it, I got called up on the caboose pistol with the jack.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I found out, because then my husband called me on the way home. I actually was taking a nap that day because I was able to do that at that point in my life. And he goes, oh my gosh, you're on the caboose pistol. I'm like, no. I knew exactly what he was talking
about. Giant 4-1 victory at AT&T thanks to a 3-run jack off of Brendan Hicks.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. I just remember I was trying to say jack, and then I was trying to say something else. It just wasn't working. It's like, oh my
God. I'm Stephen Langford.
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't know. Cody loves that. He's a big fan of the I'm Stephen Langford thing.
Mm-hmm.
It became a thing. I didn't expect that. I just say my name.
I'm Stephen Langford.
Like I'm a Destiny's child. I just say my name and they ruin it.
I'm All Stephen right. Langford.
Sorry about that, listeners. We just had to go down memory lane. But right now, it is your chance. It's time for the Golden Ticket, presented by Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. Each day at this time, well, this is the last day, we'll give you 3 chances to qualify for a pair of tickets to every Warrior home playoff game. One lucky winner will be chosen today on the Dame and Bruce Show. And then the game we're playing is text, tweet, or call. First chance to qualify right now is through text. The Chilton Autobody text line right now. Text the keyword splash, as in Splash Brothers.
There you go. That's a good one.
All these seem to be connected here, if you notice that.
I think there's a point
there's a
to
theme.
That.
There's a
theme going
there's
along
a theme.
Here. Maybe the Splash Cousin with Boogie Cousins when he gets his 3.
The third Splash Brother. That's Splash to 95795 Chilton Autobody text line. Keep listening. In about 5 minutes, we'll give you another chance to qualify with a new keyword reminder. Get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. All right. Well, it is that time. Playoffs are here.
Woo-hoo!
You're getting the playoff tickets. So Warriors on the Clippers. You got the Rockets at the Jazz. The Trailblazers at the Thunder. The Nuggets at the Spurs in the Western Conference. Which matchup outside of the Warriors-Clippers kind of intrigues you more? Which one are you going to be paying attention to? Which is appointment television for you?
So the two that are really appointment television for me, there's a lot of them. Actually, the West, I'm really excited about the Western Conference. There's a couple series in the Eastern Conference I'm looking forward to. But mostly, I'm really looking at the Houston and Utah. I think that's going to be a great matchup. But then also Portland and OKC. I think those are going to be some really fun matchups to watch. I love watching Damian Lillard. I love seeing the Portland Trail Blazers. And OKC, that team, when they're on, there's such a great accumulation of talent that when they go head-to-head, I think that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, the Blazers and Thunder, if you like scoring,
mm-hmm.
I mean, CJ McCollum and Dame Lillard are one of the more lethal backcourts who, quite frankly, I want them to get to go far because Dame Lillard's one of my favorite players. He's one of the more authentic athletes that I've really ever seen. CJ McCollum, he is a little self-deprecating, and I kind of like that. The I'm trying, Jennifer, when someone tweeted at him saying, hey, when are you going to make the – or when are you going to win the finals? And he just quoted it with, I'm trying, Jennifer. And I'm not going to lie. That kind of made me feel bad a little bit.
It kind of does.
I'm just like, come on, man. I mean
– just a little bit until you realize, oh, wait, I want the Warriors win. Yeah. Also, it's all good. Sorry, guys.
Any chance you think that the Spurs can upset the Nuggets, though?
That's definitely a possibility.
Because the Nuggets have been relatively cold. Well, that
goes,
of late.
Well, that goes to show you when why the Warriors, I know that they've had their up and downs this season, that they didn't go full throttle, and I think that Denver did. And I think this is where that whole idea of, okay, they've been going at it, they've been so hot for so long that you kind of cool down at the wrong point, but you're also getting tired at one point. So, and I think that you have Greg Popovich and a great coach, and you have a good team out there that I think that they are capable of actually upsetting Denver.
So, initially, what are you thinking in that other Western Conference matchup in the second round? You think it's going to be Thunder versus Nuggets, Trailblazers versus Nuggets, Thunder versus Spurs?
That's going to be it's going to be the Thunder. I think that's going to move on. That's a coin flip there. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Spurs with the upset.
Spurs with the upset. How about that? But yeah, I mean,
what's your thoughts?
I like Portland to go into the second round. I really do. Even without Nurkic, who suffered one of the more gruesome injuries, I still haven't watched it. Actually, there was one year where Kevin Ware at Louisville got hurt during March Madness. He got a compound fracture in his leg. Paul George had that one happen in the in like a Olympic exhibition game, and then you also had Anderson Silva breaking his leg over when he was going for a kick. I don't know what they call it. I like watching UFC. I don't know the technical term, but it was like a shin kick, and then he just, like, you know, both shins collided and it collapsed on one another. So don't know how I went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, no, seriously.
But the second round for me in the other Western Conference, I do think it's going to be Trailblazers, and I think the Nuggets are going to pull through. I just think that I don't know if they're going to last through the second round, but I do think the Nuggets are going to pull through with that in that first matchup.
I think that's going to be a tight series.
It's going to be a tight one, but I think the Spurs can overtake them. But the Warriors seem to have, in terms of travel, I guess they have the most favorable matchup, don't they? I mean, they only just have to go up and down the West Coast and play every couple of days. I mean, it's going to be Saturday, Monday, Thursday, then Sunday, then Wednesday and Friday and Sunday. Now, obviously, saying you can't just do the math in your head, but those are at least 3 days away, rather, 3 days of rest. But right now, we're giving you another chance to qualify for the golden ticket. Text, tweet, call is the game. This is the last chance to tweet. Log on to Twitter right now. Tweet the keyword ROAR, R-O-A-R. Again, tweet the keyword ROAR and use the hashtag 957GoldenTicket. Tweet ROAR and hashtag 957GoldenTicket. Go to at 957TheGame. You can tag us. Do whatever you want, but all you really have to do, tweet the keyword ROAR, hashtag 957GoldenTicket.
Like, we want to hear you roar.
Yeah. You
during
know,
the
you,
game.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what? Like, all these have been relatively, I mean, they're all related in some way, but ROAR? I guess Roracle. Yeah. I guess that has to do with it. So there you go.
Just the roar part is all we need, though.
Tweet roar to hashtag hashtag 957 golden ticket. So what do you think initially, though, when you did hear about the Warriors Clippers? Take the travel out of it. Take that part of the whole, you know, take that aspect out of it. Mm-hmm. What do you think initially about this matchup?
I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be a fast-moving game, a lot of threes being shot. You got the Clippers, who've ranked third in three-point shooting. I'm also a little nervous when it comes to Patrick Beverley. So, you know, Steve Kerr calls him a pest. Yeah. Not nervous, really. Nervous is too strong of a word for it, but I think that he's going to be a little bit of a nuisance. He's somebody we got to watch out for, especially watching now Steph Curry.
You don't even have to think that.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. He's
exactly.
known as a nuisance around the NBA. He's kind of like Draymond Green in the sense that you love to have him on your team, but you hate to play against him.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think this team, the Clippers have been a surprising team. While everybody's been thinking that they were tanking, you know, they're trading when they trade Tobias Harris away. Mm-hmm. But they have done such a great job. And I think even Doc Rivers, you know, you got to tip your cap to him because he's done a great job with this young team. And, you know, you had a team before that had, you know, DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul, And I think that it, and Blake Griffin and this team has completely changed, but I think it's going to be a, I think it's going to be a pretty quick series.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fast, fun moving series.
Yeah. I don't necessarily, I don't want to try and predict whether it'll be a sweep or not,
yeah,
because that's just so, it's just so
arrogant.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm, and you don't want to come off that way. And it feels like a lot of people are just sweeping this under the rug, mm-hmm, as you would say. But, where were you before, like, when the Spurs, the Thunder, and it was the Clippers? Who did you want the Warriors to face, like, out of those three when they were in a playoff race?
Honestly, I think the Clippers was the best matchup because I think that would be the best matchup for the Warriors. I think the Spurs completely changed the game when it comes to, you know, what Greg Popovich can do. And then the Thunder, Thunder is a whole different – I know that they were kind of going up and down at the end of the season, but they, when this team gets rolling together, they actually – they're a tough matchup. And I think there's a lot of mental, there's going to be a lot of mental things when it comes to Kevin Durant going up against OKC. That's a, mm-hmm, whole different game for him. He tends to show up, though, against OKC. But at the same time, when it comes to playoff basketball, it's completely different.
It's going to be a big series coming up for one Boogie Cousins. If they were playing, yeah, the I mean, he doesn't have much of a matchup against him. He's got Aviga Zubats. And I don't know if you want him versus Steven Adams, ooh, versus LaMarcus Aldridge. If I have to take one of the three, I guess I'm taking Zubats.
Yeah.
It's hard to I'd rather see that matchup because Steven Adams is one of the stronger players in the NBA, as said by a lot of NBA players.
In that athletic poll, I think that was the one you don't want to. He's like one of the toughest players.
He's one of the guys.
It, right?
He's one player that
you don't want to get a fight.
You don't want,
right,
to fight.
Yeah.
James Johnson took 47% of that vote, but Steven Adams was at 17%. But I'm not going to lie, though, after this Steph ankle roll, the Patrick Beverly, the matchup does scare me,
yeah,
because one thing that he is a pro at is finding, well, other than and being a pro at basketball, he is a pro at finding the weakness in you and exploiting it. And he's,
yeah,
going to, I mean, he, it was, what was it, game one, I want to say, of 2016 is when him and Steph already got into a shoving match because,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm just looking back at that and I'm looking forward at Steph's ankle and thinking he's going to be forced to do a ton. And
yeah,
Patrick Beverley is better than pretty much anyone in the NBA at forcing you into positions that you don't want to be in.
Yeah, and they're great at defending the perimeter, so it's going to be a different game for the Warriors. Obviously, a lot of, you know, something that they're really good at against, you know, something that the Clippers are actually good at defending. So it's going to be interesting to see how this team will match up, how this schedule is going to go. But which team did you want to face?
Get back to that, because guess what?
Oop, what time is it?
It is your final chance to qualify for the golden ticket on the pregame show for today. Call right now, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. Caller number, you know what? Let's just go with 30 for Steph.
I like
make it simple. I didn't even
good
really
one
try and plan it. Just caller number 30 for Steph Curry, and it will qualify to win a pair of tickets to every Warrior home playoff game. If you don't get through, don't worry. There are plenty more opportunities to qualify. That's a lie. I just read that off the script like Ron Burgundy. This is your last chance to qualify on the pregame show. So go to 957thegame.com for details. Don't forget, get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. Before, when the Thunder and the Spurs and the Clippers were all in it, I was more on the I really wanted them to face the Thunder.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that would have been a I do think that the Thunder kind of tend to shoot themselves in the foot. I don't necessarily think you always have to it's not a situation where you always have to force them to lose. They can literally lose it for themselves just by jacking up shots. But I also thought it was going to be way more. I thought it was going to be the most intriguing matchup. I just wanted it to happen as a selfish fan, just seeing Kevin Durant play his old team.
I know.
And those guys going for at least four games in a row, it would have been electric. So for me, that's what kind of sparked my interest the most. I would say, though, that in terms of the easiest matchup for them, it is the Clippers, and naturally it is. But you do have Beverly. They also are going to have Gallinari back, I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure on that. Looking at the East, though, we got the Bucks and the Pistons, mm-hmm, Celtics and the Pacers, Sixers and the Nets, and the Raptors at the Magic. So you could end up with a second round of Bucks-Celtics and Sixers-Raptors.
That would be great.
The second round
I'm more excited about.
It doesn't get better than that.
Seriously. The first round's like, okay, it's all right. Some okay matches, but I think the second round is really what you want to pay attention to.
You think that's kind of an issue? Just the fact that the reason that...
It's better than last year.
It's much better than last year. It is, yeah.
I mean, the last few years has always been, you know, the East has been horrible. You might as well re-rank the entire NBA to the top 16 instead of just, you know, separating it to the West versus the East right now. And then it was only just LeBron in the East, LeBron in the East. Who's going to face LeBron? That's it. So now you have a little more parity. Now you have more teams involved. Obviously, the first round... It's just that the West is so much of a stronger conference,
right?
That I think that's what makes a difference.
I mean, I don't necessarily think the West this year, I don't necessarily think it's a stronger conference. I thought last year, going into the Western Conference Final, I looked at that and I'm just like, this is a better NBA. This is a better matchup than we'll get at either of these in the finals here.
Yeah,
it's going to be a better one because the Celtics were without any of their stars. The Cavs, all they had was LeBron.
Yeah.
And, I mean, J.R. Smith, was that your top scorer? I mean, I wasn't...
The East was terrible last
year.
Yeah,
and so I'm just... I do think, though, there could be a chance that the Bucks fall flat. I don't...
I hope not.
I do think that could happen because they've been so hot for so long, no team has faced them... four times in a row, and they haven't faced anyone four times in a row. They lost in the first round of the playoffs last year. How disappointing would that be?
If they lose to the Pistons in the first round,
that's the only issue is that they're facing the Pistons in the first round. I don't think the Pistons are going to take anyone over. They're destined to lose in the first round, but if there's anyone that's going to I don't think they're going to be making the Eastern Conference Final.
It's going to be a.
I think when
I'll be surprised if they don't.
I do think it's going to be the Bucks and the Celtics, and I think the Celtics are going to roll. Yeah.
Well, they do have Kyrie. So.
They do. So it could end up in the Eastern Conference. You could have the Bucks and the Celtics, and you could also have the Sixers and the Raptors.
It could be also. I'm just like, you know, how interesting would it be to see Houston and the Warriors in round two?
Oof.
I mean, think about that.
That's a revenge one for the Rockets there. The Rockets still think they can beat them. I mean, the Rockets are playing better basketball than they've played all season to close out. I don't know if necessarily it carries over into the playoffs, but if they continue to play the way that they're playing, that's going to be a second round matchup to watch. From the 818, the Dubs wanted the easiest possible series, Clippers or Spurs. LA is slightly the better series. Yeah. Joe is very adamant. Joe Forma, he's very adamant that he doesn't want to see the Warriors and Spurs again. He's just tired of that. And I got to say, I do agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also like, well, I'm sitting back there behind the glass as he's talking about it. I'm like, yeah.
I totally agree.
It's
not a fun matchup.
No, it is not. It's not something you want to pay attention to. Last season was so... I loved watching it because the Warriors were just destroying everyone, but there wasn't any competition like at all.
And I think the Clippers are such a scrappy team that they're going to bring something different against the Warriors. And I think it's going to be that's where it's going to be a lot of fast moving. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of interesting storylines when it comes to players going up against each other. So I think that's going to be a fun one.
See, the Sharks got the win last night.
I did. 5-2.
So there you go. That's your Sharks mention. If you wanted to hear Anna and I talk hockey, that would kind of be that might be impossible because I think hockey's the one sport where I really don't know what I'm watching. Like, I enjoy watching it, but I don't know how the plays work. I don't know when they design formations. I don't know really how much of it works. You try and look at it from a grander spectrum, but not growing up, not really playing hockey and not, you know, growing up learning
right.
You kind of watch it and you don't have anyone else to kind of really teach you. Because being in the Bay Area, especially in Fremont, there's not a ton of hockey players out there. So it's just one of those weird sports where I'm kind of like, wow, I don't know what's going on. I think everyone is good. Like, I think literally everyone is good.
Well, I like hockey. Hockey's a fun sport to watch. It's one of those games that when I'm out there, especially, I'm into it.
Right.
My dad is a huge hockey fan, so he loves the Sharks. He's been a huge Sharks fan. If there's anybody I want the Sharks to win for, it's my dad, because he was from Montreal. He would watch, you know, he loved hockey. And as soon as the Sharks came here to the Bay Area, once they opened at the Cow Palace, he was right there, ready to go, season tickets, would take me to games all the time. And he's the one who'll call me, "Did you watch the Sharks tonight? Did you see what happened? You see Brent Burns? He's the best. He's the best defender, the highest scoring defender in the league. He's great.
Yeah.
So I always get to hear a nice little hockey talk from him.
And that's one thing that differs the NHL to the NBA is you kind of know what is you can almost expect that it's going to be a Bucks sell. I mean, one guy's saying don't sleep on the Pacers.
I see that.
Oof.
I see that.
Celtics lose to the Pacers.
I don't think they're going to go to the Western Conference.
Celtics lose to the Pacers. There could be a shakeup, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's it all depends on how Gordon Hayward plays to it. That's been the one key this season. When he's down, they're down. When he's up, they're up. That's kind of been their one deciding factor. Coming up,
I still think it's going to be Boston.
Think it's going to be Boston?
Yeah, Boston.
Nice. All right. So coming up with Joe Lowe and Dibs, Howard Beck will be joined by them at 6:50. He's a NBA writer on Bleacher Report. He's fantastic. Greg Papa at 8:30. Kalen Azubuike at 9:10. And Sam Amick at 9:35. Sam Amick famously wrote that athletic poll or the NBA player poll that called Draymond the most overrated or voted by the players as Draymond is the most overrated. I'm really curious to see what Greg thinks about this upcoming Clipper matchup, though, because he watches these teams closer than anyone, pretty much, and I think I'm really curious to see what he has to say, and also Howard Beck, too. Howard Beck's fantastic.
Yeah, Saturday evening. We're going to have a Saturday evening game for the Warriors and Clippers, so it's going to be a fun one to watch. They're going to rest today. They're going to get back to work tomorrow. So, and right here, stay in the West Coast. Nice little breeze down Highway 5, or really, jump on a plane for an hour.
You know, we got about 20 seconds left in the show, and you know something I realized? Buster Posey, you don't have a home run or an RBI, and Laureano already has 3 gun downs of runners. So it's I don't know who's going to end the season more. Ramon Laureano with assists or Buster Posey with home runs.
Woof.
2 seconds left. Anything else to say?
Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.